In this bulletin, community COVID-19 transmission persists in both New South Wales and Queensland. Israel's health ministry says the Pfizer vaccine is increasingly less effective against the Delta variant. And in sport, Australia's top tennis players to face off at the Wimbledon quarterfinals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian insists Greater Sydney's lockdown is working despite the state recording 18 new cases of COVID-19 transmitted in the community. She says it's too early to say whether the lockdown will be extended beyond Friday, but she is hoping to make that announcement after Wednesday's numbers. She's called on residents to keep up high testing rates, especially among younger age groups.
Overnight, New South Wales recorded 18 cases of community transmission. 11 of those cases were people that were completely in isolation. 5 of those cases were people that were partially in isolation, and 2 people, unfortunately, were infectious in the community.
Queensland has recorded 1 new case of community-transmitted COVID-19. However, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says authorities have been able to identify a link.
This person is connected to the Alpha cluster. She is a close contact of the man that we reported yesterday from Cinnamon Park, and she lives at Kangaroo Point, and she's in home quarantine at the moment.
The state's chief health officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says the case is a student nurse who is asymptomatic. Dr. Young says the positive case did have contact with someone on June 28th for 1 hour. However, both wore masks and that contact has since tested negative. More than 4,300 people who visited a growing list of exposure sites are in quarantine at home and in hotels. Victoria has gone a 6th consecutive day without recording any locally acquired COVID-19 cases. Authorities are now confident they've stopped chains of community transmission in the state and have flagged a possible easing of mask-wearing rules as well as capacity restrictions. Meanwhile, Western Australia is dealing with concerns over the arrival of another coronavirus-infected ship. The crew member is in a Perth hospital. Overseas now, and Israel has registered a decline in the effectiveness of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine as the Delta variant spreads across the country. The country's health ministry says since June 6, the vaccine's effectiveness in preventing infection has dropped to 64% from 95.6% as reported in February. The vaccine still averted 93% of severe illnesses and hospitalisations, compared to about 99% in February. Infections have risen sharply in the last 2 weeks, with 334 people testing positive over the weekend. In tennis, Australians Ash Barty and Ayla Tomljanović will face off in the Wimbledon quarterfinals tomorrow. World number one Barty made it into the last 8 of the Wimbledon competition for the first time after defeating Barbara Krejcikova. Meanwhile, Tomljanović made it through after British teen Emma Raducanu failed to return from a medical timeout. Tomljanović had led 6-4, 3-love. Meanwhile, men's world number one Novak Djokovic defeated Christian Garin of Chile. The two-time defending champion is chasing another career high with a win at Wimbledon that would put him equal to both Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal on 20 Grand Slam titles. Djokovic says he won't let that distract him.
Of course, very happy to be in this position to make history of the sport, but at the same time, I need to go about my everyday routines and everyday life on the tour pretty much the same way that I feel it has reaped a lot of success for me. And if I start giving away my attention and energy to these speculations and discussions and debates, I feel like it is going to derail me from what I feel is the priority at this moment for me.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers and a possible storm, 19. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 15. Melbourne, cloudy, 13 degrees. Hobart, a shower or 2 and 9. Canberra, just 10 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 17. Sydney, partly cloudy, 16. Newcastle, similar conditions, also 16. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 20. Cairns, much the same, 27. And Darwin, 31 degrees and sunny. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.